If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as you know, there's been a lot of fraud going around for personal individuals, small companies that were really bearing the brunt. A new campaign by FraudSmart has revealed that there's 17 million euros has been lost by small and medium enterprises through email-related scams in the last 2 years. So it is really afflicting their bottom line at this point and having a big impact. And I'm joined here in studio two people, one a business owner who you may know from other contexts. I'm also joined by Niamh Davenport, who's head of financial crime at FraudSmart, to discuss this really emerging and getting worse issue for SMEs all over the country. You're both very welcome. Tommy Bowe, who's also former rugby international, you know, and he's also a business owner, and he can talk to us a little bit about this as well. So Niamh, first to come to you, I know you've had a conference on this morning. 17 million, some people might listen and might think, well, it's not that big a figure. But of course, these are small and medium enterprises, so it is amplified. So this is growing, it's getting worse, and the complexity of it seems to be really deepening as well.
That's the thing. So like you said, it's 17 million, and on average for a small business, this is, we're looking at around 11,500. So for a small business, it is the difference between make and break. It can be huge. And the cases are continuing. We did see that it's about 90% of the attempts of these scams are through email. So we're talking about CEO impersonation scams and invoice redirection. So it's really to just get the awareness out there, let people know what's happening, explain the scams, and try and give them some advice.
Now, do we have any idea, like, we hear so much about people bringing in different pieces of software, different tools, platforms. We hear a lot of the advertisements on this station and elsewhere. It's kind of almost remarkable. Is it because the tools are not up to it, or people don't use them right? Or so all the security we are told is there, it doesn't seem to be effective at this point.
Well, I think it is. It's the prevention is the really key important. But the thing is, a lot of the SMEs don't have the funds to bring in some of the bigger security companies that you would use in maybe big organisations. They don't have the resources or the staff. We're talking about, you know, two or three staff in some small businesses. So it's really important to understand that there are steps that you can take that don't cost anything. You know, fraudsters aren't targeting your systems. They're actually targeting your people. And that's the kind of key message that we want to get out there. So, you know, having things like training and awareness, being aware of the different scams that are happening, and then just having a process in place around if you get a new request for a new payee, for example, you know, do you have a process around it? Make sure that you double check everything. And they don't cost anything. So that's the kind of stuff that we're talking
about. Yeah, and I've heard some people say, get back to basics. Like if you get a new person on the system, maybe just ring them and say, are you who you say you are? Is that the sort of stuff we're going back to?
Yeah, we had a big conversation about this, as you said, at our conference earlier. And it is, you know, picking up the phone. People don't pick up the phone anymore, have that conversation. A 60-second phone call can make all the difference and can stop the fraudsters in their tracks. So, you know, if you do get an email saying, here's our new bank account details. And that's the thing, you know, I think we're always alert when we get something where it's a new payee, we might kind of take the extra time. But if it's just an email saying, here's our new bank account details for all future payments, or invoices, you know, paid to this bank account, we don't maybe take the time. We just update the bank account details and we don't think about it. And then what happens is the legitimate invoice, so a real invoice comes in, but you're paying the fraudster's bank account when that comes in. And it's not until you probably get the reminder.
That moment must be something else when you go, great, that 20,000 has just got the
wrapper. And it's the reminder probably when you get to say, you haven't paid the invoice and go, well, I did pay it. And that it is that moment. So, but that could be 2 months or 3 months down the line from the time you got the original email saying update the bank account details.
Tommy Bowe, you're very welcome along. Thank you. Sometimes a subject. You're very fresh and lively at this time of the afternoon, first of all, I have to say, for coming in. You're a business owner. This is probably was on your charter territory when you first started the business, but you've had, unfortunately, a few experiences. Just tell me what your experience of this whole fraud issue has been.
I have. It's something that we cover on Ireland AIM an awful lot when you hear the numbers are numbers of businesses and just individuals that are being affected by this. But if Niamh just mentioned there, the average amount that scammers are taking out of small businesses is 11,000 euro, 11,500. I mean, that could cripple a small business from one wrong click. And it did happen to me in my small business.
Okay.
We did have an invoice coming in, and a member of staff who was working for me was going to send this, and it just happened to pick up the phone to me about a different issue and just said, oh, by the way, I've got this come in. Did you work with them quite recently? And I said, oh, probably over a year ago. And it was just that second chance. And as the message we've been kind of saying is, four eyes is better than two. Always just pick up the phone. Maybe in this hybrid work life balance that we've got nowadays. People are just living off emails.
And Tommy, do you think we're too reliant almost on the technology, as you say? It's back to the old human interaction. Is that the issue?
You see the people here in News Talk, there's an awful lot of people in the office. And you're able to, if something comes across your desk that you might think, oh, that just looks a little bit sketchy here, you'd lean over and you'd say, what do you think about that? But to make that phone call whenever you're working from home, it might sound like a stupid message to ask. And you don't.
Are you who you are? People say, yes, of course I am, but I know what you mean.
And you people are going, listen, I'm busy. Do I need to pick up this call? Do I need to look at it? So there's so many ways that these scammers are being able to fraudulently get money from businesses. And it's incredible to think two-thirds of Irish small to medium enterprises have been attempted by scammers in just
And Tommy,
last
do you think
year.
One of the issues is that a lot of small medium enterprise owners will say it's going to cost me X to get the proper security in for something that mightn't happen, and they weigh up the two things?
Listen, I have a small business and a few small things that I'm involved in as well. But one thing we did was just put a process in that if there's any money going to be leaving the account, you double check it. Two people have to okay it. So in the past, I would have probably been lazy and just let somebody else just do that for me because I couldn't be bothered and I was going off to do something else that I felt was much more important. All of a sudden, that money is out of your account and it becomes very important. So it's putting those processes in place. And that starts from the top down, so that if you are the business owner, if you're the person running the business, you have to lead from the front in this.
If I can go back to you, I'm always intrigued by who's doing this. Who are the fraudsters? Is it the usual suspects? Do we have any sense of who's at this? Is it just a global problem and there's not a whole lot we can do from that point? On the other side, it's up to the police or whatever.
No, so it is a global problem. It's not unique to Ireland for sure. And I think it's really important to understand that this is an organised crime. The guards will talk about it as well. That this money, from whether it's on a personal kind of level, the text message scam, or then business with an email scam, all of these funds are being used to actually fund things like human trafficking and drug trafficking. So there's a wider circle at play here. It's not just, as I would say, some guy down the road chancing his arm to make a bit of money. It's a really serious problem. They're here in Ireland.
Are small firms reporting it though, do you think? I mean, or do they think that's only a grand or whatever it is? What's the point? Nobody's going to care.
I don't think so. I think when maybe on a personal level that if it's, you know, maybe you see a deal online that's too good to be true and you think, I'll get those Nike runners, for example, for 50 euro that you know are 200 euro, you'll chance it maybe. That's maybe from that point of view. But I don't think when it's a business and it's your money and that money's been used to pay your staff and all that kind of thing, I don't think you're going to chance 1,000 euro.
And we had the superintendent from the guards in with us as well to discuss this today and talk about how there are specifically trained guards in all local Garda stations as well. So if you have been affected, whether it's a euro or 10,000 euro, go in. There will be somebody there who can try to escalate this matter. And I mean,
so you're saying, Tommy, do report it, even no matter what small it is.
100% report, because it's amazing, actually, the levels and the effort and work that the guards are being able to put into this to try and stop it. But as Niamh was just saying there, this is incredibly easy for crime organisations. Think about drug trafficking. Think about all the other areas where they make money. Phishing. This is just sending out random emails.
There's not much risk from their point of view. You know.
It's easy money for them.
And if they send out 1,000 of them, they get one hit. Whatever.
The other one big thing that I took from this morning's conference as well was about what you put online, the information you put out there. And that's actually how we nearly got caught out. I said I was working with a new sponsor, and all of a sudden they were able to create an invoice, mock up an invoice from a sponsor like that and be able to send that email to us.
So you'd be surprised, the little fragments that could be picked up.
Be careful who you're putting up online, on your LinkedIn, on your social media, about who you're working with, what partners you have, because everything you put online is easy for the scammers to use against you.
Okay, listen, folks, thanks for raising the issue. It's something that going into the summer, people forget. Business is big over the summer months in particular areas. So really appreciate it. 17 million, as I said, small on the surface, but actually huge when you consider the size of the firms. Thank you very much, Niamh Davenport, who's head of financial crime at Fraud Smart, and Tommy Bowe is a business owner and has a few other things, projects going on here and there. You'll know him well. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.